we are continuing to have a deeper appreciation, understanding of Shabbos Kodesh, the day that the Mazel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed, and we perceive it and get more clarity about life. And what this Mazel means to us is that we are not independent operators. We are part of this magnificent Mazel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just spectators. We are active parts. Each one of us is bringing out the greatness of the Mazel Shemayim by the fact that we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And there's a plan in the world to bring us to the eternal good in Olam Haba, which are the three Shabbosas, Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and the Yom Shekula Shabbos Lasa Vavoy. The fact that we recognize that we are an integral part of this process, we are the ones that are going to make it happen. This recognition is called the fact that Klal Yisrael is a Ben Zug of Shabbos. We are the partner of Shabbos. It's like husband and wife are partners. We're going to explain the Barichas, but we're just going to say it B'kitzur. The concept of a Ben Zug, this type of partner, is each one has potential, and by joining together, they bring out the potential. The Shabbos is part of the creation, the seventh day of creation. The day that Hashem showed that the entire purpose of the creation was not for all these wonderful creatures that He created, and plants and trees and planets and stars. It's all wonderful. But that's not what it's all about. That's just the background. It's created for there to be spirituality, which is Shabbos. When He stops with the physical world and puts in spirituality, which is much greater than anything we see in the physical world. And for that He created Klal Yisrael, to be the ones that are going to bring out the spirituality of the world. So now on Shabbos, we sit back. During the week, everybody's involved in building himself, very often in physical things, in his things that he has to satisfy his ego and everything else, because he's looking at himself, I have to make my things happen. When we come to Shabbos, we come to recognition, that's not my greatness. My greatness is that I'm part of this grand kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm something that's going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goal happen by the fact that I am machnia myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I come to the recognition that that's what the world is all about. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all about me bringing out His values in the world. And when I do that, then, like we started talking about last time, the concept of Shalom and peace on Shabbos. The lack of Shalom, let's forget about the world, in one's own home, stems from the fact that each one thinks, I am independent. I have to have it my way. You have to have it your way. And if you don't do it my way, then it causes friction. That's only when I relate to myself as an independent operator. But on Shabbos, when I wake up, I'm nothing by myself. As far as myself, I'm just like the rest of the Bria, which is wonderful, but it has no intrinsic eternal power. The power that I have is being part of the Machas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a tremendous greatness that Klal Yisrael has. So when I sit down to my Shabbos table, and one of the kids starts playing around, is not listening to what I want him to listen to, not cooperate, or so my wife brings out a different course than I was expecting, all kind of little trivial things, I think to myself, one second, do I have to have it my way? No, Shabbos is the time that I recognize that I have to do things in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to feel that I'm not the one controlling. I'm not the tyrant that is making sure that everybody falls in line with my desires. And if the child is not cooperating, find a nice way of bringing him into the thing, not to make him into a confrontation. The same thing if things don't happen the way I planned. Okay, so Hashem set it up. Oh, this dish, this dish that my wife made is not what I was planning. It's even better. This is when Hashem decided that I should have the Shabbos. This is part of a royal dinner together. Something unexpectedly good. So anyway, this is the Yisrael of the Shalom of Shabbos. It's a time to once again to recognize I'm not independent. My greatness is being part of Hashem. Hashem's master plan, and I'm the one that's going to make it happen by doing the Ratzon Hashem and not doing my personal Ratzon. And if I do that, we will have Shalom. The Shabbos will be a beautiful time for the family to get together, appreciate one another, and compliment one another. And being a place, making the helm a place of Ashur HaShashim.